back to the show, if you will. The controversy, there's a little bit of controversy here and there with what's going on in the world. It doesn't stop just because it's Christmas, you know. There are things that people are talking about. I think the Duck Dynasty thing, the energy, if you will, behind that, Kenny, may be the most amusing. And then the force of Tarjay. And I have later on this hour some help from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the attorney of note for the Good Day program, a good broadcaster in his own right, with some tips on how, if you were a victim of the Target thing, or if you are a victim of this sort of thing in general. He runs a website called scamicide.com. So we'll have some tips as to how to deal with the problem, as many folks as have had that compromise, millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of people. Meanwhile, however, the Sunday morning talk programs on TV and the weekend news cycle has continued to focus on the NSA. I'm guessing next week at this time, Kenny, we're going to be talking about what the big stories of the year have been, and I'm going to I don't know what the results are. I don't think the numbers, you and Michael haven't put the list together yet of the top 10 items of the year, but I'm going to guess this could be number 2 behind Obamacare, the NSA, and that whole thing, and what it has made us believe, what it has taught us about government and between that and Obamacare, they've been the biggest lessons of the year, don't you think?
And the biggest ones to get reaction from callers and just from people in general. The thing with the NSA and Snowden has only been, what was it, 6 months ago? When
yeah, it was in the summer, early in the summer, yeah.
Yeah, and Obamacare has been all year long.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's Monday, the 23rd of December. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He's Ken Kessler. I would be Doug Dudley, whichever. There are all kinds of things to which I answer. 888-302-3684 as we begin to sort of sort out what it is that means things to us. Christmas certainly means a lot. Not maybe to everybody who's listening, but the spirit of Christmas means a lot to everybody who is listening. So much of this program tomorrow, and certainly when we do it live on Christmas Day, will be devoted to the things that are of and appropriate to this holiday season. So having said that, the discussion of the National Security Agency and its surveillance activities have members of Congress split. Intelligence leaks revealing the extent to which the government collects your data. This is what we're talking about, Kenny and I are talking about. It goes back to the original information that Snowden leaked and then the subsequent leaks. I do not believe he is, he's not a hero, and he's not a leper. He's somebody who has helped us understand how badly our government has gone awry. And that's really what the bottom line is here. I don't really care what his own circumstances are. I'm sorry that he's locked up in Russia because the government is too insecure to deal with the realities of what he has presented. And that's really what it is. And the government represents you and me. So apparently you're insecure with what he has told you, except there is this poll, this sticky little thing about information that has now become prevalent in conversation as to what people really think of the government. The people who are running the government are oblivious to it. They didn't care before they were elected. They haven't cared to this point. So what makes you think they're going to care about what you think until you throw a whole bunch of them out of office? And then that maybe is going to be the significant bellwether as to how things go in the future. One of the guys that's the biggest problem in this whole surveillance racket is the congressman who's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. His name is Mike Rogers. He's from Michigan. He defends the NSA, underscoring that the review of the program found no wrongdoing. What the hell is he talking about? What do you mean no wrongdoing? The judge last week said, even whether it holds up or doesn't hold up, that we've had our rights, constitutional rights, violated. What the hell is this guy talking about?
What he's saying is that there have been no charges brought. No one has claimed that the NSA falsely got their information.
Really? Well, I'd say there's probably a clever lawyer or two out there that might want to put together a class action lawsuit that may change Mr. Rogers' feelings about that. Former Deputy CIA Director Michael Morell said the NSA was doing what it was instructed to do. The spying program ought to continue with the proposed reforms that have been put forth. There were a number of them that came out of, wasn't that the President's Commission that met last week? Is it really, was it a commission, a group, whatever it was? Those are what he's talking about, right?
Yeah, I think the word they chose to use was panel.
A panel, right.
Right.
But here's Senator Mark Udall, who is a senior Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. Interesting that he's a senior Democrat. I remember when he was elected. His father, Mo Udall, was a senator for a long time from Colorado or Utah, one or the other. At any rate, he says it's time to end the bulk collection of data, has been pushing for the consideration of the reforms laid out by this panel. And he has the nation, he has what most people in the nation are saying and or feeling and or thinking about this. He conceded that while the report didn't really find any abuses, as was suggested by Mr. Rogers, the potential to violate our privacy remains. The government should have to go to the courts to get public phone records, and the records ought to be held by a third party. And that's really kind of one of the things that the people who run these big companies are objecting to. Are they not, Kenny? They don't want to hold that information. Or am I reading that wrong?
No, they hold it now. They don't want what they don't want is the NSA to sneak in there and take it when no one is looking, or to force them to give them the information when their customers don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the customers don't want it. So
right.
That's where we begin our focus on conversation here today, 888-302-3684. That's the phone line. You can connect with us by going to Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, or you can email me, Doug, or Ken at DougStephan.com. So what's the latest from our Facebook, either of the social media that we find compelling here, Kenny?
Dave says the NSA is off track, out of whack, and out of focus, and they just want to gather everything simply because they can.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people who feel that way, and I'm not sure that that's wrong. I'm not. It's wrong to collect the data the way that they're doing it. It's just wrong. It's so many things in the country. We've become, I'm trying to remember what television program this was on. I was watching on Saturday night. But in essence, referring to what we have become, it was, it was Hawaii 5-0. And the character of Dano, which is played by bum 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 James Caan's daughter, Scott, daughter. I don't think he's a switcher. James Caan's son, Scott Caan, was talking to Alex O'Loughlin's character, who is Steve McGarrett, in the reworked Hawaii 5-0. It's actually quite a good cop drama. And they were talking about the essence of what we've become. We've become, he referred to it as Fortress America. You know what? He was right. And the reference that he made was to his, there was supposedly a bomb targeting Hawaii or bombers, and a terrorist bomb. And he objected to the way we have, and the storyline involved his daughter, I think, probably not important, maybe some of you saw it, but the reference to Fortress America is what really caught me. We have become that. And he talked about the TSA, you go through, you spend 30 or 40 minutes waiting in line to be checked out before you get on an airplane, that kind of stuff. We have become Fortress America. How are you liking it? As you travel for Christmas, you can say, oh, well, it's a sign of the times. No. It's a sign that has been wrought or brought on us based on the experience that we had back to September 11th. And as the two of them were talking about what they went through, you used to be able to get on a plane and not have to worry about all this stuff. And it was the discussion about terrorism, because that was what was going on in the storyline. But I thought the reference to Fortress America was really, and you can say, well, what are we going to do? Well, we ought to try to figure out why it is that we have these continuing, there are people who are going to want to get us no matter what, just because that's the way it is. But there are more and more people who are so annoyed, and one of them is because of the NSA, and we're sucking up information from other countries that we have no business getting to. And that's what in fact, is driving a lot of the animosity that is aimed at America today. The lack of cooperation, help. You can say, well, there was nobody there to help us. Went to Afghanistan, went to Iran. Well, there was some, and there was some goodwill. I just feel that much of the goodwill that we have has been squandered in circumstances like this. Maybe you think I'm not right. Maybe you think you are. I am right. 888-302-3684. Doesn't make any difference whether I'm. This is not about whether I'm right or wrong or you're right or wrong. It's what's going on. And I thought the description of Fortress America was something that was worth thinking about in and of itself. So, with that, we continue our focus on the NSA and the pieces of the pie that will come together from a couple of different programs that we monitor for this broadcast will be apparent in your ear in a matter of moments. On Good Day, it's 18 past the hour.
Do you know what kills the festive spirit more than a call from your boss over the holidays? Finding out you overpaid for that awesome guitar and drum kit you just bought your nephews. Well, at Guitar Center, that would never happen, because they have the best prices, the most knowledgeable staff, and the widest selection of gear. To prove it, if you do find a lower price, including online, Guitar Center will beat it. Now relax and pour yourself another glass of eggnog. At Guitar Center, they'll beat any price, anywhere, including the internet.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 to 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
What acumen, what acronym do we have for all of that? It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm already there, Katie.
When yeah, I love these
far
guys.
Away without your family by your side, nothing but a photograph giving memories and pride. The time I really miss the tenderness of your sweet kiss, but whether you're near or far, Christmas is where you are.
There's a new single, which features three bell sales of the three bells. This is Ian Clarkson and the Jive Aces, one of my faves, an English group that has become very popular, as you can tell by listening to this. This the fruit of this music. Wherever you are, Christmas is where you are. You'll find a lot more of their music at DougStefan.com or the Jive Aces. .com, as they are Christmas stars of the day. Superb music. All right, let's get back to the issue of the NSA, Mr. Snowden. From Face the Nation yesterday, Bob Schieffer talked to former Deputy CIA Director Morrell. We were talking about him a few minutes ago about the panel recommendations that went to the White House.
I must say, a lot of official Washington was surprised when, number one, that the recommendations were unanimous and that you, as a longtime user of information collected by the NSA, said, yes, it may be time to change a few things. Tell us about your thinking.
I think there's some very important context here that the American people need to understand. And there's two pieces to that context, I think. One is that there has not been a successful terrorist attack in the United States since 9/11. And there are a lot of reasons for that, and there are a lot of organizations and a lot of people who are responsible for that. And the National Security Agency is one of those agencies. And because of that, those officers who work there are patriots, and we are going to continue to need them to do the work they do because the threat continues to exist, and quite frankly, it's possible the threat could grow again. So that's one very important piece of context that Americans need to understand. The other is that there is this view out there that somehow the National Security Agency was out there on its own doing all of these things. Not the case. It was doing exactly what its government asked it to do. It was operating under strict rules provided by the executive branch and the judicial branch, and it was overseen extensively by the intelligence committees on Congress. There was no abuse here. They were doing exactly what they were told to do. I think that's important context for people to know.
Well, you say there was no abuse because they were doing what they were told to do. But are there instances, Mr. Morrell, where they have invaded Americans' privacy, or is it that they just have the capability to do that?
So the key program here that we're talking about is the 215 program, which is the ability of NSA to go in to that database and make sure that that terrorists overseas aren't in contact with anybody in the United States.
And you're talking about this collection of telephone numbers, basically, that the NSA has assembled.
So it's telephone numbers, which number called whom, when that occurred, and the duration of the call. That's it. No names attached to it, no content attached to it. And so that's the program. I think one of the misperceptions out there at the moment is that the review group did not see value in this program. And what the review group said is look, the program to date has not played a significant role in stopping terrorist attacks in the United States. But the review group also noted that going forward, it is important.
But let me just interrupt you here, because they have said, if I understand it, that yes, indeed, there have been numerous instances where they have prevented terrorist attacks. Is that, did you find evidence that that's true, or do you have questions about that?
So what we found when we looked at the data is out of the couple hundred times a year that NSA queries this database, that there are a dozen, 15 times a year where they have tipped information to the FBI, where they have said, look, this is something we think you need to look at.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, its clinically proven instant effects, Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness, plus Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The other day a friend said to me, did you know Guitar Center sold more than guitars? So I called my Guitar Center friends and said, let's change the name from Guitar Center to Guitar, Drums, Keyboard, Pro, Audio, Bass, Turntables, Everything Center. They said no. But they're not here right now, so we're just going to go with it. This holiday, get to Guitar, Drums, Keyboard, Pro, Audio Center for amazing deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, pro audio, and pretty much everything. See? Problem solved. Store that used to be only called Guitar Center.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. What do you want from the NSA, or what do you not want from the NSA? Maybe is the important question here. Dangerous stuff, and we disapprove. 888-302-3684. When you look around at what is going on, this whole business of why we are doing this, the NSA, and all the things that have been created since September 11th or around terrorism, you go back to thinking about the head of the snake and it's Al-Qaeda. Most people are really just, when you hear those words, there's a chill that comes up and down one's spine, and an anger and perhaps a hatred, all of those things. One wonders about what kind of people these, they aren't even really, there's like subhumans, the people that direct, the hospital attack in Yemen over the weekend. But this is sort of unprecedented. The head of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula issued a videotaped apology for that hospital attack. The fellow's name is Qasim al-Rami, I guess it is, or al-Rami. He said, quote, "We confess to this mistake and fault. We offer our apologies and condolences to the families of the victims. This is not our religion or our morals." The militants were instructed to not attack the hospital during a raid on the Ministry of Defense there. There were dozens of people left dead there. But is this a newer, kinder, gentler Al-Qaeda that one would is this what we're going to face this year? The question can remain, and you can think about an answer if you want. 888-302-3684. But they are the reason, at least the surface reason, for organizations like the NSA. That's what came out of the Patriot Act after September 11th. And there are so many other things that came out of the Patriot Act that are just plain wrong. We all wonder, again, when we think about Al-Qaeda, there certainly is hatred and appropriate. I don't like that word. Wouldn't use it. I don't like just even hearing the energy around it so bad. But we do have that for the people that conducted the acts of terrorism on September 11th and have done it since then. But it's like they continue to be around and in our face because that's what drives so much of what we do and think in this country. We're all fear-based. We think about this at every walk down the street. Does some guy in front of us have a bomb strapped to his body? That kind of stuff. How many people think about that when they're walking through a place like New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco or Chicago or Washington? 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here. With an excerpt, we take a lot of the Sunday morning news programs in a contextual way to sort of put to you the feelings that some people have about these issues, and you can formulate some of your opinions around them if you wish, and you can share yours with us through any means, whether it's facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, whether it's email to Doug or Kenny at DougStephan.com, or dialing up 888-302-DOUG. Here's an example of the sort of conversation over the weekend. This is sort of, these people are all so predictable that they have on panels like this week with George Stephanopoulos. Here he is talking to Bill Kristol, blah, blah, blah. Greta Van Susteren, blah, blah, blah. Donna Brazile, blah, blah, blah. Steve Rattner, blah, blah, blah. I don't know who Matthew Dowd is, though. He's the one person on this group I don't know. Kenny, who's Matthew Dowd? Where? What talking head does he represent?
I'm not sure, but I think if you just said blah, 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 he would fit right in.
Okay, so here's some blah, blah, blah from ABC's This Week.
In some sense, has he been vindicated?
No, because there's been no abuse, no illegality, in my view, under the Supreme Court precedents of Maryland. No criminality. I'm a defender of the NSA program, and I think everyone's been very glib about, well, this metadata raises concerns. There's just no evidence that anyone's privacy has actually been abused. And when you think about the program for a minute and say, well, how would it be abused? 22 intelligence officers, military, et cetera, going to get together in a room and decide, let's go look at Donna Brazile's phone records, or let's abuse the... I mean, it is a collection of metadata. You do need to go to a judge to get a warrant to really go down and see who Donna's talking to from Yemen or whatever. And so I think a lot of this is people, you know, we need to be serious about the national security side of this, obviously serious about the constitutional side of it as well, but I think there's an awful lot of glib talk about abuses of privacy without any evidence of abuses of privacy.
I'm shaking my head because I think Bill, you're dead wrong. Smith versus Maryland, I think, will be proven to be a wrong decision, much like Plessy versus Ferguson was wrong.
This is the 1979 Supreme Court decision that did say that the government, or the police in this case, could collect the phone records of one individual.
That's right, and the Supreme Court has reversed itself before, Plessy versus Ferguson, Brown versus Board of Education. All you have to do is one thing. Go back to the Fourth Amendment. It's not an option. The Constitution is right. It says, right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects shall not be violated. If the government thinks this information is so important, it can get it. It just has to use a warrant. There's no fear exception because everyone's terrified about terrorism. There's no fear exception to the Constitution. If you don't like this, change the Constitution. But we don't want just a bunch of people in the back room doing their own modifications.
Police can cruise up and down streets looking for problems. If they want to go into a house, they have to get a warrant. This is the equivalent of police cars cruising up and down streets looking for problems, and guess
this
what?
Is bulk
putting more,
this
putting
is
more
bulk
police cars,
collection
putting
of
more
Americans.
Police cars, putting more
it's
police cars.
The right of the people to secure in a person's house.
Let me try this another way. I personally think that this will be found to be legal. The commission found that it was legal. We can argue about Smith versus Maryland, but I'm not sure it's going to be overturned. But let me make a different distinction. You have a program that I think has been determined to be legal, but you clearly have a situation in which Americans are uncomfortable. They feel that their privacy is being violated. They feel that this is too intrusive. I think the president is going to draw an appropriate line, move this metadata out of the government's control, but somewhere else where it can still be accessed, make some changes that give people more comfort, but maintain the program. And the important point about this commission report, it's more of a facelift than open-heart surgery. They're recommending some tweaks, but the fundamental right of the government to operate in this area
is that everyone seems so much more comfortable, and I wonder about this, with the records being kept in a private company rather than the government.
Well, that's a huge question I have, is whether that's actually going to be a helpful thing or a hindrance thing. You asked the question of, was Edward Snowden vindicated? I think he's been totally vindicated on this. In the history of the United States, there's always been a pendulum and a balance between national security and civil liberties. We've swung way in the direction, too much in the direction of national security and the idea that we can gather all this data. And it's not just eavesdropping on a phone call. You can identify where somebody eats, who they sleep with, all that, without ever listening to a phone call. And the government can do that today. Would we have ever had this debate at all? And my view is we weren't having it before, and we're now having it today. So I think Edward Snowden was vindicated.
Hear, hear. Yes. I believe he was as well. Whether you consider him a hero, I know, Kenny, he's not been one of your faves, but
no.
Under the circumstances, whether vindication is the right word, we would not be having these conversations were it not for him having released all this information. And I believe this is an important part of American history, or what the government is doing in terms of a civics lesson that needs to be vetted. Do you agree with that statement?
My problem is the way that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like the the ends justify the means. There were so many other ways he could have gone about doing this rather than going all over the globe spreading out our dirty laundry.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many in the Senate who are on his side, and it would have been so easy, and it's not a mystery who they are. He could have sought out Rand Paul. Rand Paul would have been happy to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that he was that smart. He's a 29-year-old guy.
Right.
Who doesn't seem to have a lot of worldly experience. He just was put into a circumstance, and because he's an angry guy, you know, you wonder psychologically how all of these people or all the pieces of this fit together. Well, I'm guessing that you could pretty easily figure out what his profile is psychologically from what, yeah, it's not a mystery what people are motivated by. It's not really that difficult to figure it out. If you have any depth perception when it comes to personalities, you can figure these things out. The guy is obviously someone who probably has lots of issues with parental involvement in his life. This stuff, easy boilerplate textbook stuff. You can find out about the guy one way or another. But thus, having said all of that stuff, I still think we're in a better place now knowing we're not... Well, we're, as was suggested in that last clip, the American public is uncomfortable with all of this, as well it ought to be. And I think that's kind of where we are here. 888-302-3684. Let us move on. Certainly another important item of discussion is what's going on with Phil Robertson and Duck Dynasty. So that's next here on the Good Day program.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 or 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Do you know what kills the festive spirit more than a call from your boss over the holidays? Finding out you overpaid for that awesome guitar and drum kit you just bought your nephews. Well, at Guitar Center, that would never happen because they have the best prices, the most knowledgeable staff, and the widest selection of gear. To prove it, if you do find a lower price, including online, Guitar Center will beat it. Now relax and pour yourself another glass of eggnog. At Guitar Center, they'll beat any price, anywhere, including the internet.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven, too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Time is running out to finish your holiday shopping, so hurry into Sports Authority for last-minute deals for everyone on your list. We've got thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike Pro apparel and buy one, get one half off on balls for your favorite sports. And don't forget to enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes for your chance to win big. Visit sportsauthority.com through December 25th to enter and see official rules. Shop all our deals in-store and online today. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Hey, are you the one that is always stuck at the red light? That's right. That means nobody is in front of you. Everybody's behind you. And every time you come up to that light, it turns red. Am I talking about you? Well, if I am, I want you to get out of the red light syndrome. Because, yes, that happens sometimes to you, and you might even be on the red light right now. However, when you get to your journey, you do not remember that you were the victim of a red light. This has a lot to do with the way you think about life. Because every once in a while, somebody does put up a red light or stop sign. But you know what? You gotta be patient. You gotta wait for that thing to turn green. Because once it does, you get to move forward. And you never remember the obstacle that was put in front of you. So today, every time you get stopped by somebody or an obstacle, say, hey, it's momentary. Because then I'm gonna proceed forward to my destination. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday, December the 23rd, 2 days from now, will be on the air on Christmas morning, all about Christmas, 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 Christmas. Matter of fact, in this hour of the Good Day program, I have the top songs and the stories around the top songs, top Christmas songs of the year, the stories as to how they came to be, that sort of thing. So hopefully you'll enjoy the music and the stories that surround the creation of some of this great music that we have come to value and love so much. Speaking of what we value, Phil Robertson speaking out for the first time since the controversy regarding his anti-gay comments in the latest issue of GQ, quote, "We are a bunch of rednecks from Louisiana, but I'm not uneducated. I have a degree from Louisiana Tech, but this week I've been called an ignoramus." He told a Bible study group in West Monroe, Louisiana. He said, quote, "This week I've been asked, is this the first time you've brought up sin? I said, are you kidding? I've been traveling to and fro spreading this message for a long time. I love all men and women. I'm a lover of humanity, not a hater." During the same service, his son Alan addressed the scandal, telling the parishioners, quote, "Well, we've had a quiet week here, quite a quiet week. Shot some ducks, done some shopping, ignited a national controversy." All right, so from NBC's Meet the Press, this ought to be good. David Gregory, who's another gabber, hot air, magnificent with hot air, talked to his panel. Listen to this panel, Kenny. David Brooks, E.J. Dionne, Ana Navarro, I don't know who she is, Robert Gibbs. Gibbs used to be press secretary. So, yeah, more yada, yada, yada about some of the reactions to this guy's suspension from the Duck Dynasty TV show.
You had politicians, conservatives, Ted Cruz, Bobby Jindal, others saying that the reason he was suspended was political correctness run amok and an abridgment of his free speech. What is the real debate here?
They're trying to frame it as a defense of faith. And I know a lot of Orthodox Christians who take a biblical and more hostile view of homosexuality than I do and a lot of people do. But I've never heard those Orthodox Christians express with the disrespect that he did and, frankly, in the unchristian manner he did. So to say that this is a defense of faith, that what he said is strictly Christian faith, that's not what it is. It was a disrespectful way to say a lot of ugly things.
Is there a double standard, though, EJ?
No, I don't think there's a double standard. No, because liberals have been thrown off TV networks for saying bad things, too. Look, I was very touched by one thing he said, Phil Robertson. He said the world would be different if we all loved each other and loved God. And I would love Phil Robertson, perhaps they will pay another tribute to Pope Francis. Listen to those words when you think about people who are gay or lesbian. We could have a real change in the world. The other thing is, I don't know why Republicans who are already suffering massive loss of youth voters, knowing that they already have most of that audience already, why they're rushing to this defense. I think it's a political error, but I want just Phil Robertson to listen to his own words.
Well, and Andy, you just think it's ridiculous that politicians would want to wade into this to begin with.
I think it's ridiculous that Phil Robertson would want to wade into this. Look, I'm a fan of the show. I happen to love Duck Dynasty, watch it constantly. And I just don't understand how you go, you give this interview and you say these things. Yes, there is free speech. But all of us who are on TV know that there's also contractual obligations to network where you're not supposed
about
to say
speech.
Things.
This is about a sense of morality that companies have that you work for in the media, and more importantly, advertisers who will be offended. You can argue about whether they're offended about some things and not others.
And the bottom line is morality and sexuality are not equivalent.
Yeah, the notion that this is an argument or a debate about free speech is ridiculous because, as Anna said and as others have said, look, any of us are free on this program to say whatever we want. Our employers, whether they are NBC or the New York Times or a newspaper, might not like how that sounds.
Right.
They might.
But we still have a right to do it, and they have a right to say, you're fired! Where's Donald Trump when we need him? 51 after the hour.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people are talking about what has happened to Target, as if it were, Kenny, the only time this has ever happened. But in fact, we can all come up with, if we think about it a little bit or do a little research, into four or five examples of the same sort of thing happening over recent years. It's just that the Target situation is the one that seems to be the most difficult, and it obviously is in front of us right now. So I've asked Stephen J.J. Wiseman, whose legal authority has a website called scamicide.com, to come to talk about what you can do to protect yourself from security breaches like what just happened to millions of people, millions of Target customers. The whole thing focuses on identity theft and how much of a problem. There are all kinds of studies. The government has found, various private studies have shown that this is a problem. The way that people rip us off is way too easy. What do you think, Steve?
I was fascinated by the statistics on identity theft first, because they did show that identity theft is now the biggest property crime in America by far, by billions. It's more than larceny. Actually, it's more than all of the other larcenies put together. And the bad news is it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse because of the institutions that aren't doing enough to protect us. And, you know, you mentioned how the bank is on the hook for this money. You and I both know that what happens is they'll find some way to pass these costs on to us. And that's part of the problem. So, for instance, the hacking of the cards at Target, which one of those 40 million cards is my wife's credit card. And we are really, really protective. But what happened at Target was the point of sale terminals, that's that little register that you run your card through at a store, at a retail store. That's what got hacked into. And they were able to get that information information because it was not properly encrypted. And here's the big thing. In Europe, they have cards that have a chip in there, and they have a different number that's generated every time you use it. So if it's stolen, it means nothing because you're not going to be able to take the chip. Here, we've got a magnetic strip with the same information every time. And right now, it is voluntary, because we have the technology, for companies to use that rather than to have the old-style technology that we have. So, you know, a pox on the banks, a pox on these stores. You know, as far as what we can do to protect ourselves, first of all, even if you have not been hacked yet and you were one of the people at Target, I'm going to be on the phone today changing my credit card, replacing it, getting a new one. It's a pain in the neck. You also have to make sure you're going to update your card in places that you have automatic payments for. You also want to get your credit report to make sure that there's no worse damage that's been done. And frankly, you also may want to even put on a credit freeze. This is something you can find out on Scamicide. So even if someone were able to get your personal information, they couldn't get at your credit report in order to make a big purchase because you have that locked with a PIN. So there are things that we can do. And frankly, right now, one of the big things, if you're shopping at a store and they have one of those terminals where you can swipe the card, don't do it. Give them the card. Give the clerk the card. Have them swipe it through the cash register, which is not impossible, but tougher to crack.
All right. So there's some very important news. As far as the other, interesting article, we got about a half a minute here, NSA and the snooping. My God, this has all kinds of legal ramifications. This judge is ruling this week. How far does it go? Far enough?
No. And what's going to happen is he's going to get overturned on appeal. But the thing is, and this judge, I think it was a brave statement for him to make, it will at least open the conversation much more. I think the appeals court will overturn him, but then hopefully the legislatures will do something to change this.
All right, so there's Stephen J.J. Wiseman talking about two of the important issues of the day. Certainly the question about whether identity theft is a problem. We all know that it's a potential. Every time you go to the gas station and you put your card in, somebody may be watching you. There are people that sit across the street with optical tools that can watch you as you put your number for your code. If that's what it is, you have a PIN number. I mean, how they get the number off the card, who knows? But under the circumstances, if they're creative enough to do as they have, I mean, we all have had this problem. I've had it. I had it a month or so ago. I had changed my credit card, and the bank had to eat it was $1,900 worth of stuff by the time they ferreted it all out. So important for you to be on guard. I guess you pay cash for everything, or you are subject to this sort of a problem.
Very cool. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.